Now, the reason I went to see Howard Pittman was because God spoke to me twice and told me to go see Howard Pittman. Now, the first time he told me to go see Howard Pittman, I didn't know who Howard Pittman was, but I thought, Howard Pittman. So I went to the internet and typed in Howard Pittman, and wow, he came up, and I thought, okay, now I know why God wants me to go see him, but I didn't do it. And about 6 months later, he spoke to me again. He said, son, I want you to contact Howard Pittman. I want you to sit down and talk with him. And so I found out he was going to be down here in Palestine in about 2 months. And so he said he would give us all day Friday. So we went down and we listened to what he had to say. And that testimony is back there, the Howard Pittman interview. It's quite a teaching. But one of the things that stuck to me about Howard Pittman was he said when he was on the highway to heaven, the Lord asked him, Howard, do you know where you are? He said, well, Lord, it looks like I'm walking on a highway. He said, yes, Howard, this is the highway to heaven. He said, Lord, the highway to heaven? There's a real highway to heaven? He said, did you not read in my book where I said in the book of Isaiah there's a highway to heaven? He said, well, Lord, I read that, but I didn't know there was a literal one. He said, if there hadn't have been one, I wouldn't have put it in my book. Now, isn't that something? We think this book is just an old book, right? No, this is not just an old book. This is God's word, isn't it? So he said, Howard, I want you to count the people on the highway. So he began to count. He said, Lord, there's 50. He said, in the 15 minutes... it's been 15 minutes on earth since you died. When you died to right now on earth, 15 minutes has elapsed. He said, in that 15 minutes, 2,000 people have died. Now, that's pretty standard. You can go back and check that right now today. Just about 250,000 people die every 24 hours on this earth every day. 250,000. 250,000 people. But he said today, that was in 1979, he said 2,000 people have died in this 15 minutes, and he said only 50 of them are going to go to heaven. Now, that broke my heart. You know why that broke my heart? Because this scripture we're going to read here in a little bit, Paul wants to know in the book of Romans, how are they going to hear unless somebody tells them? And you know what? I was one of those normal Christians that went through most of my life that I never shared Jesus with nobody. I went to church on Sunday. I was a deacon. I was a Sunday school teacher. I taught a Sunday school class. But when I walked outside the church doors, I never talked to nobody about Jesus. I'd never let anybody. I'd been a Christian for 25 years. I got saved when I was 11. 25 years later, I had never led anybody to Jesus. Now, that's pretty sad, but I've come to realize that's pretty standard for Christians. So why is only 2.5% of the people going to heaven? Because we are not doing a very good job. And the preachers alone can't get it done. Just like the other night, Cheryl and I was talking. I said, honey, do you see that everywhere we go, that almost everybody I come in contact with, I talk to them about Jesus? She said, oh, yeah. He said, you can't be around nobody more than a few minutes. You're talking about Jesus. Sometimes they want to throw you out. Sometimes they want to punch you out. But at least you're telling them about Jesus. If they want to throw me out or punch me out or do whatever, at one day when they stand before the king, when I'm over on his side at the great white throne, and he resurrects those that are lost from the dead, and they're standing out there, and that guy comes up, and he says, you know, you didn't accept me as Lord and Savior. He looks over and says, you know, Scott, I know you. You was that guy that kept telling me about Jesus. I wouldn't believe it. And the Lord says, so you're without excuse. Or he might say, oh, Thurman, I worked with you for 20 years in the same job. You knew about Jesus. You're over there with him. And I'm lost and I'm going to be condemned to hell. And you never told me about Jesus. Now, how would you like to be that guy? I worked with you for 20 years and you were a Christian all that time. And you never told me one time about Jesus. Now here I'm standing at the great white throne, fixing to be judged to cast into the lake of fire forever. And I worked with you day in and day out for 20 years or 5 years or whatever. And you never one time told me about Jesus. You know, that would make you feel awful bad, wouldn't it? That would make you feel awful. Well, see, God has given you and me the ability or the privilege to bring people into the kingdom of God by preaching the gospel to them. Now, if we don't preach it to them, if we don't tell them, and you know, some people you talk to them and they say, I don't want to be preached to. I said, I ain't preaching to you. I'm just telling you about Jesus. I'm just telling you about the best thing ever happened to me. That's just like those two boys up there in Radio Shack the other night. You know, when I was up there, one of the young boys was laughing at me. That's just an old book. I said, no, son, that ain't an old book. That other boy, I said, you know Jesus? Oh, yes, sir, I know Jesus. I said, you go to church? Yes, sir. So as I talked to the one that didn't know nothing about Jesus, every once in a while I look over to that young boy and said, am I telling you the truth? Am I telling that boy the truth? He said, yes, sir. Everything you said, I've heard in church. He said, you're telling him the truth. I said, well, son, how come you work here and he works here and you two ain't never talked about Jesus? I thought, that's just like me a few years ago. I could have been, I worked there just like he did. And I never talked about Jesus either. Well, don't you think we ought to change that? As Christians, born again Christians that know the truth of God's word, we need to be sharing the gospel with people. And then you need to be praying for them that they'll come under conviction by the Holy Spirit, because you can't save them. All you can do is give them the good news, the message. Then the Lord has to convict them of sin and draw them into the kingdom. And then they have to come in by faith. If they don't really come in by faith, they don't come in. Then he says, well, then are we Jews better than others? Not at all, for we have already shown that all people, whether Jew or Gentiles, are under the power of sin. So everybody that don't know Jesus is under the power of sin. Next two verses. As the scripture says, no one is good, not even one. No one has real understanding. No one is seeking God. So when you see the people out there, they ain't looking for God. You know, I mean, they're not. They think they're good. I mean, you have no idea how many people in my life that have come into my office when I was back in the business world, after I did start sharing Jesus with people, I'd come in, and after we get through with business, I'd say, you know, are you a Christian? Well, yeah. You go to church? Well, yeah, some. What kind of church you go to? Well, whatever, you know, they'd tell me. And I said, well, you know, one day when you stand before God, what criteria are you going to use to get into heaven? Well, I mean, Thurman, I've been a good guy. You know, I do go to church. I take my wife and kids, you know. I mean, I've never beaten my wife, you know. I mean, I've provided for my kids. I said, you think your good works is going to get you in heaven? Oh, well, it's got to be that my good outweigh my bad. Is that going to get him in heaven? No, it ain't going to get him there. Not at all. See, he's never spent enough time with God to realize it's a faith deal. It's not good works that gets him there. And we're going to talk about that as we go on down through here. He said, no one is good, not even one. No one has real understanding. No one is seeking God. You have to find these answers in God's word. Next couple of verses. All have turned away from God. All have gone wrong. No one does good, not even one. So that just busted your bubble. If you think you were the perfect little girl or the perfect little guy, forget it. You were a rotten, good for nothing, lost sinner. Is that right? Yeah. And so then when these men tell me they think they can be good enough to get there, they ain't none of them good, is there? Not a single one. Their talk is foul like the stench of an open grave. Their speech is filled with lies. The poison of a deadly snake drips from their lip. Do you ever see yourself like that? Most people never did. Even when you were lost, you didn't see yourself like that, did you? But that's the way God sees you. He sees you like that. Verse 14 and 15. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. They are quick to commit murder. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. This is something that it really gets me. When the Lord says in his word, anyone that takes my name in vain, you shall not go unpunished. Now, I see Christians do this all the time. It really bothers me. And every time I see one do it, I talk to them about it. I'll say something and they'll say, and it'll be something that'll say, oh God. You ever heard a Christian say that? Oh God. Hey. As far as I'm concerned, you just blasphemed his name. You was using his name irreverently. You wasn't speaking to God. You were, people say, oh my gosh, Jesus Christ, this or that. You know, you are profaning the name of God. You need to be careful how you use the name Jesus. You know that? Need to be very careful, because if he says in his word, anyone that uses my name in vain will not go unpunished. There may be times when we get punished severely and we don't understand why it happened, but it was because we didn't use his name reverently. You know, we might get a spanking and don't even know why we got a spanking. Now, you know, those were the worst kind, weren't they, Tom? Yeah, when you got one and you didn't even know why you got it, but you did something and daddy busted your backside when you got home that night, and maybe you didn't do anything that you knew was wrong, but daddy knew you did something that was wrong and he tried to tell you and you ain't listening. But you got a spanking anyway. Well, I don't like those kind of spankings. He says in verse 15, they're quick to commit murder. Wow. It's hard to believe that we would do that. Verse 16 and 17. Wherever they go, destruction and misery follow them. They do not know what true peace is. Verse 18 and 19. They have no fear of God to restrain them. Obviously, the law applies to those to whom it was given, for its purpose is to keep people from having excuses and to bring the entire world into judgment before God. Just think, I think the average person, that when it says these people have no fear of God to restrain them, I really think that that's true about most of the church today. I mean, the church does not have any idea that God is who he says he is. I mean, he is an indescribable God. You know, there's no way you can describe who this magnificent being is, but we don't understand him like he really is. We don't understand he's the God that will judge us in the church. He is the God that will bless us in the church, but he is the God that judges us righteously. And so if we do things that are right in his sight, hey, there ain't nothing better than knowing Jesus and being blessed by him. Now, we all want those blessings, don't we? We all want those blessings. I was thinking about a young man just recently. I heard him condemn his own father. Some things he was saying, he wasn't glorifying God at all. Of course, he doesn't know God, but he was saying some bad things to his daddy, his earthly daddy. He was not respecting or honoring his dad. And so after a little while later, whenever I got him off by himself, I asked him, I said, son, how is your business going? He said, it's lousy. He said, I'm not doing good at all. I think I'm going to have to find something else to do. Well, is it going to do any good for him to find something else to do? Until he starts respecting and honoring his father, the Lord clearly says in his word, children, honor your parents in all things so that it may go well with you and that you may have a long life on the earth. See, we see that, but we don't think that if I don't honor my parents, it won't go well with me. If it doesn't, how many likes to be well? Everybody like to be well? Well, one thing you got to do to walk in health is honor your parent. Now then, a father that will not teach or demand from his children honor is a man that don't know the word of God. I mean, a man that first of all, a man to get honor has to walk in integrity before God. He has to walk in obedience to God's word. And if you do, as a rule, you won't have problem with your children honoring you, but you have to make sure they know that. Because if you don't teach them that, they will. I mean, I remember a young man years ago. There was two brothers, and one of them always, as far as I could remember, always honored his mother and dad. He was just the nicest guy. He never said anything derogatory about his dad or nothing. And when we were apart, of course, I don't know. I'm sure since he didn't do it when they were apart, it was me. But I'm sure he certainly didn't do that when he was with his dad. But the other one was totally different. You know, you'd say something to John about his dad, and, oh, yeah, Dad, he's wonderful. I love my dad. You know, he's a great guy and all this stuff.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, This Faith Stuff Really Works, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.